Right, well, joining me now is the new Goole AFC manager, Lee Morris. Lee, how are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you, mate. And, well, fantastic news for yourself. You're the new manager of Goole. Just how did this come about?
Well, obviously, Alan got sacked on Sunday, Saturday or Sunday. And obviously, I've known Steve Shorthouse, the chairman, quite a while from my days at Frickley. We had a chat, and obviously things progressed from there.
And looking at it, it must be something you're really looking forward to being a part of.
Yeah, I can't wait to get started, to be honest. You know, it's a great club. Some great fans up there as well. So I can't wait to get started, really. And can't wait to meet the lads. It's training tonight. So, I can't wait to get started, really.
And looking at it, obviously, tonight will be your first chance to meet the new lads and really get your point across of how you want the team to play.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Kev Graham's going to take charge on Saturday while I sit in the stand and watch. But luckily for us, we have 3 weeks next week, so I can work with them Tuesday and Thursday, really get over how I want to play and, you know, go into next Saturday with obviously my ideas really drilled into them.
And obviously that must be a bit of a blessing for yourself that on Saturday really you can watch from afar and just take notes and really just see how the lads are doing.
Yeah, I mean that's a major thing for me on Saturday because obviously I don't know too much about the lads. I've heard a lot of good things, but I'll be able to really, you know, see really how we need to strengthen the team. You know, how they perform under pressure and really get, like you say, a feel for them. And hopefully we can go there and get a result and start as we mean to go on.
And looking at the squad, is it a case that on Saturday, really, it's a blank sheet of paper for everyone? Everyone's got a chance to really impress you?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be getting that over to them before the game on Saturday. You know, everything that's gone on before today will be forgot about, you know. Even if they've had a loss of confidence or anything like that, just forget it and start afresh from, you know, really from now. And, you know, we've got 16 cup finals to go and get as many points as we can.
And obviously you've had that kind of managerial experience before at Shoreline Aquaforce as the assistant. Just how much did you enjoy your time there?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say a bad word about Shoreline. I think it's a great club run by great people. And I really enjoyed my time there. Been an hard decision, really, leaving them. But you know, I think it's a great club, going places, and you know, I leave behind some good friends. And well, we've got to go there yet, so hopefully it won't be too bad a reunion.
I was going to say you must be looking to facing Craig Elliott once again when you're facing off as managers.
Yeah. I mean, I've got nothing but respect for Craig. He's done a good job there. You know, so it'll be. It'd be nice to pick my wits against Craig because, you know, he's an excellent young manager and I'm sure he'll go far in the game.
And looking at it, it's quite an interesting position where on Saturday you'll be looking from afar watching against Chasetown and then obviously your actual first game will be against Chasetown as well. So a good chance to scout them and then hopefully you'll be able to implement it in that first game.
Exactly. I think, you know, I've landed on a bit because, like you said, luckily enough I get to see not only my new squad but the team that we face on my first game as well, so it'll be a lot of taking notes and things next Saturday. But you know, we played Chasetown, so I know that they're a very good team. You know, I'll be speaking to Chris Hilton as well, that obviously Stocksbridge beat them at the weekend, so I know roughly what Chasetown are about, but always nice to watch them again before we play them, obviously.
And looking at it, you must really be looking forward to being the manager, being in charge. And like you were saying now, 16 cup finals, you've got a clear agenda to just stay in the league for next season.
Yeah, I mean, that's the main thing. You know, Goole are a young squad. You know, I think we're going to need some experience just to get us over the line. And like you say, it's going to be massive 16 games. And like we've already hit on, the lads really need to just forget what's happened in the last 9 games and just, you know, focus on getting as many points as we can in the next, you know, 16 games.
And looking at the squad, I mean, you are in a position where you know a lot of managers and you can maybe call in a couple of favours if you need to implement a couple more players to the team.
Yeah, that's you know, I am in a lucky position. You know, I have spoke to a few that have already, you know, going to help me out and things. And it's nice, you know, I've had, obviously, Twitter last night, I think it was going on meltdown at times, my phone were anyway, especially. But I've had nothing but praise off of the managers, so hopefully, you know, if I do call upon them, they can help me out if we need anybody.
And that must mean a lot. I mean, I noticed on your Twitter you were getting a lot of messages, well, lots of messages, and it must mean a lot that a lot of people there really are, you know, wishing you the best of luck.
Yeah, I mean, it was lovely to see you last night. You know, honestly, my phone, it never stopped for 3 hours pinging the text message tone. But no, it honestly, it touched me a bit with how much, you know, I must have done something right in the game for to have that many nice messages.
And just finally then, you look at the table, 20th at the moment. Has to be said, though, quite a few games in hand on some of the teams around. So that must give you confidence immediately that, you know, if you can win them games in hand, you'll be OK for the next season.
Yeah, obviously we've got 4 games in hand on Loughborough, that's just a place below. But I look at it as a mini league. I mean, we've got to play the teams up in the playoffs, but we've also got to play a lot of teams in and around us, so I class it as a mini league, and obviously if we can finish the top of that mini league, we'll be all right, and that's my aim, to finish the top of what we can, really, and get as many points as we can.